Today's high in Paradise, California, a Hades-like 110 degrees. Paradise is north of Sacramento. Wildfires in that area and in places all over California have been burning for weeks. A heat wave is expected to make things worse. Thousands of people in Paradise have been told to evacuate. Stephen Pine is a fire expert in neighboring Arizona. He has fought big fires in California. Mr. Pine, forest managers say that fire can actually be good for forests. It's just a way of nature clearing out the dead wood to make way for new life. So are these fires that are burning now beneficial at all?
Well, they will benefit. I mean, there will be winners and losers, and some things will benefit, some won't. We've certainly upset the historic and, in many ways, evolutionary pattern by denying fire. Fire can be just as powerful ecologically if you take it out of systems that are used to it as it can if you put it into systems that aren't used to it. It's, quote, natural. On the other hand, you know, lots of diseases are natural. We'd rather not have them. And so when you mix houses, when you mix other kinds of property and land use, when you put those in and you burn in the wrong way, then fire is very damaging.
So as you see, as you watch these fires and how they're being fought, are there any lessons that can be learned for the next time? Do you think that there are ways to prevent these fires from occurring?
Well, you're not going to prevent the fires, but you can make them easier to control. You can lessen the damages they might cause. And in some ways, our whole experience with fire, it's the old comment, learn nothing and forget nothing. We know how to prevent houses from burning. That has a technical fix. Get rid of combustible roofs. You know, do some modest clearing. You don't have to nuke a place, 300 feet around and the rest of it. There's plenty of experience around that says you don't mass evacuate if you want to protect houses. You do it much more selectively. The Australians are decades ahead of us on this. There's plenty we know we can do about managing the land in a way that can get the right kind of fires back in and help remove the wrong kind of fires. But, you know, the whole system we have of fire management has grown up over more than a century. It's very difficult to change one part without changing other parts.
You said something interesting. You said we shouldn't mass evacuate. Why not?
Well, I don't think that's solving the problem. And in many ways, the evidence suggests that it can make it worse. Over and again, we're finding that houses burn not from some tsunami of flame rushing over them, but from embers and sparks that come in many times after the main flaming front has passed. It only takes one spark to burn down a house. That's not the case if there's somebody there to defend it. So if you put firefighters between the house and the fire front, assuming you've even got enough engines and people to do that, that's a very dangerous situation to be. It makes a lot more sense to be in the house, have the house shield you, and then come out and protect.
Of course, these people, homeowners, would have to be trained in fighting fires.
That's right. But it's, you know, again, the Australian example, it's like learning first aid. And if you knew you were going to defend the house, then you would probably take steps to make the house more defensible. There are lots of things we can do about getting fire back on the land in a sensible way, but it's complicated. It requires all kinds of adjustments. It requires that you're going to have to put up with smoke at some times of the year. You've got to accept some mistakes. There are going to be escapes. You have to, you know, tweak your liability concepts in tort law to accommodate that if you want it. Right now, we just sort of wish it would go away. So we have these summer surges pouring in all this manpower and material and try to suppress it. And then it goes away, the season ends, and then we start the cycle all over again.
Stephen Pine is a fire historian based at Arizona State University. And Mr. Pine, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.